AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Dylan Roof was convicted today in the chilling slaughter of 9 black church members who had welcomed him into their Bible study. A devastating crime in a country that was already deeply embroiled in racial tension. AP correspondent Jeffrey Collins in Charleston, South Carolina, reports Roof reiterated that he wants to represent himself when he faces a possible death penalty.
U.S. District Judge Richard Gergel again asked Dylan Roof if he planned to act as his own lawyer during the penalty phase. Roof said he did. Defense lawyers have argued that he shouldn't be allowed to be his own lawyer because they fear that he's trying to avoid having embarrassing information about Roof and his family admitted during the penalty phase. The defense has not specified exactly what that evidence might be.
Heidi Byrick, director of the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project, says the guilty verdicts are appropriate, but she says people need to know what motivated Dylan Roof.
This is a crime that was the result of being radicalized online by hordes of white supremacist material, and that greatly concerns us because it could happen to more than just Dylan Roof.
The Obama administration is making it clear it thinks Russian President Putin personally approved the hacking of Democratic officials' mail accounts.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest notes the intelligence community reported back in October the cyber theft and leaks were so extensive only Russia's senior-most officials could have authorized them.
Pretty obvious that they were referring to the senior-most government official in Russia.
And he says Donald Trump clearly knew that, which is why Trump urged Russia to unearth emails from Hillary Clinton's private server and urged supporters to check out what was showing up on WikiLeaks.
There's plenty of evidence to indicate he knew exactly what he was talking about.
Earnest says instead of scoffing at the findings of U.S. spy agencies, the president-elect should be demanding a thorough investigation. Mark Smith at the White House.
This is AP Radio News. Chris Connors never played by the rules, and his family was determined that his obituary wouldn't either. From the first line about him dying of whiskey and stubbornness, the obit for the 67-year-old Maine resident published this week went on to detail a man who lived 1,000 years in the 67 calendar years he was on the earth because he attacked life. Connors, who had ALS and pancreatic cancer, died December 9th at his home surrounded by his family. Just 15 hours before, his family says, he was dancing an Irish jig. California researchers have named a newly discovered rare plant after Jimi Hendrix. The plant found in Baja California, Mexico, has been christened Dudley Hendrixi, or Hendrix's Live Forever. A former San Diego State University grad student discovered the plant while supposedly listening to Hendrix's song, Voodoo Child. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.